All right, we're not even to summer yet, so a lot could happen before November. But Democrats are growing increasingly optimistic about perhaps retaking control of Congress. Now, in Vermont, activists and donors already have a congressional delegation that sides with Democrats, and so they have begun looking beyond their borders, trying to influence a race next door in upstate New York. Here's North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann.
This is the liberal college town, Middlebury, Vermont.
Everybody, thank you. Let's gather around, and I'll introduce you to Katie and say a very few words of introduction.
On this afternoon, Chris Shaw has gathered a house full of potential donors, not for Vermont politicians, but for Katie Wilson. She's one of seven Democrats running in the primary, hoping to unseat a Republican in New York's 21st district. One of the country's leading environmental activists, Bill McKibben, has turned up. He says his fellow Vermonters know money will be a big factor this year.
There'll be hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars coming in from the Koch brothers and the RNC and whatever. And so, you know, Vermont's kind of always has its heart for the scrappy underdog.
With Vermonters' help, Democrats hope to beat Republican Elise Stefanik, a rising star in the GOP. It'll be a tough fight. New York's 21st district is just as rural as Vermont, but it's a lot more conservative. Donald Trump did really well there, and Stefanik won in a landslide. She's already raised more than $1 million for her reelection campaign, with roughly 90% of her war chest coming from outside her district, from industry groups and PACs. This fundraiser, too, is happening outside the 21st district, but McKibben argues there's a real difference between this kind of organizing and the big money that shapes so much of American politics.
Coming up with $50 or $100 to try and help our neighbor's campaign 10 miles away across the lake. The other end of the spectrum is they gather fellow billionaires for a retreat in Palm Springs every year.
Vermont really is just a short ferry ride away from New York's 21st district. You can actually see it across Lake Champlain. Susan Cavanaugh, who's co-hosting this fundraiser, says she felt they had to do something.
It is really energizing and interesting to us on the Vermont side to become involved in whatever way we can, either financially supporting a candidate or literally going door to door to help tell the story.
Katie Wilson, the candidate, says she recognized early that activists in safe Democratic districts, not just Vermont, want to play a role this year.
There are people who just want to flip the house.
This dynamic isn't new. In Pennsylvania, a few weeks ago, Democrat Connor Lamb raised more than $3 million for his special election victory, with that money coming mostly from small donors around the country. It was enough to help turn a House race that didn't look competitive at all into a real contest. That's what a lot of donors in Vermont say they're trying to do. Expand the map. Help put more Republican House seats in play. Brian Mann, NPR News.